It was issues, one, to do with availability of birth certificates, replacement of lost identity documents, three, length of queues in the registrar general's offices, four, acceptability of downloaded passport forms, five, the cost of the actual passport document, six, the cost of the voter's roll, seven, registration of women as voters, those women that are removed from their areas of birth by marriage, and then registration of persons in their new places of residence in cases where people move from one part of the country to another or from one constituency to another. Nine, registration of aliens on the voter's roll. And 10, attitude displayed by staff of the Registrar General towards the public. So we dealt with all these issues, but I think what is of interest to the listening public, one is the cost of passports. We agreed that there should be two windows, one for agent passports and another one for ordinary passports. Passport applications are made. It should be no more than 4 weeks from the date of application for the passport to the day that one collects the passport. And this, we have said, should be with immediate effect. Then on the voter's roll, we discussed the issue to do with the cost of the voter's roll to political parties and to interested stakeholders. The roll was being sold at $15 per word, and the country has got just under 2,000 words, which was making it a really prohibitive cost of about $30,000. We, as cabinet, today agreed that the whole voter's roll should cost no more than $5,000. The other thing that we discussed was acceptance of aliens as voters. In fact, the point was clarified to me by the Minister of Justice, Comrade Chinamasa, because all along I was under the impression that their qualification to become voters would only happen after the president had assented to the new constitution. But apparently this is not so. The current law of Zimbabwe, as it stands right now, actually says all those people born in Zimbabwe are Zimbabwe. What aliens were not doing was to go and get their new ID. Their new ID should not have A for aliens on it. It should be C for citizens. So they need to go and swap their current ID for a Zimbabwean ID and then immediately register as citizens. They do not have to wait for anything.
What other issues did Cabinet agree on today that need to be done urgently ahead of these elections?
Well, the other thing is the problem that women especially were battling with. When they get married and move to different areas, they were being told to go to their original places of birth to go and get proof that they are from that area.